presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Armstrong Economics.
March 26, 1107 America, New York. Capital flows confirm war is coming. Our models have confirmed that Biden's sanctions against all Russians have undeniably destroyed the global economy, unfortunately precisely on time from its birth in 1950.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
March 26, 1047 America, New York. Coordination problems in college admissions. One of the underlying assumptions about college admissions departments is that they provide a certain amount of value to the college's bottom line. Admissions departments add an increased likelihood of cultural diversity, the allure of selectivity, and/or the money from students whose families can pay full tuition.
New York Times Business.
March 26, 1027 America, New York. Hoteliers post barring Native Americans prompts outrage in South Dakota. The comments by Connie Ur, 76, led to a protest, widespread condemnation by city leaders in a federal civil rights lawsuit. Hundreds of people marched in Rapid City, SD, on Wednesday, the day a federal lawsuit was filed against the Grand Gateway Hotel, accusing it of denying services to Native Americans.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 26, 1003 America, New York. In a less globalized world, be careful where you park your plane. Western firms will likely lose almost all of the $10 billion worth of planes they own in Russia, showing how international treaties offer little protection from geopolitical risk.
New York Times Business.
March 26, 816 America, New York. Zelensky urges energy producers to increase exports to Europe. The future of Europe rests with your efforts, Ukraine's leader said in a plea to help the continent wean itself off Russian fossil fuels. Rosslafen Industrial City, Qatar's principal site for the production of liquefied natural gas and gas to liquid, about 50 miles north of the capital, Doha, in 2017.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 26, 8 o'clock America, New York. Natural gas industry gets boost as Biden shifts stance. President Biden's pledge to increase U.S. liquefied natural gas exports to Europe marks a further retreat from his hardline stance against fossil fuels, sending industry share prices surging. Marginal Revolution.
March 26, 726 America, New York, Surrogates. Surrogates is a 2009 science fiction movie starring Bruce Willis, Rhoda Mitchell, Rosamund Pike and Ving Rhames. On Rotten Tomatoes it's rated at a measly 37%, Tomatometer, and 38% audience.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 26, 533 America, New York. IRS delays, sudden end to tax break leave employers frustrated. Businesses and nonprofits say the employee retention tax credit was a valuable lifeline during the COVID-19 pandemic, but they are struggling to get the money.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 26, 530 America, New York. Aluminum makers seek old cans, shredded cars to fuel new plants. Companies are investing in recycling scrap to meet rising demand for aluminum.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 26, 530 America, New York. SoftBank's Alibaba stake in spotlight amid stock market turbulence. Shares in the Chinese e-commerce giant have been hit hard over the past year by Beijing's clampdown on the sector.
New York Times Business.
March 26, 5 o'clock America, New York. Paying taxes in 2022. What you need to know. Did you make money on GameStop? Miss a stimulus payment? Have a student loan forgiven? Let our guide fill you in. Marginal Revolution.
March 26, 120 America, New York, USA fact of the day. But the 10 fastest growing counties last year accounted for nearly 80% of the national total. A testament not so much to the rapid pace of change in these places, but to the lack of significant growth in the rest of the nation.
Global Economy.
March 26, 1 o'clock America, New York. Investors bet Ukraine war will prompt companies to bring production onshore. Supply disruptions are becoming more frequent and more severe.
Global Economy.
March 26, 1 o'clock America, New York. EU, Russian gas. Dial down thermostat to avoid blackouts further down the line. Modest steps, taken universally, accrue savings.
Armstrong Economics.
March 26, 001 America, New York. China backs Russia. They are all in. Question. Marty. I remember when the Chinese Central Bank said they were using capital flow analysis, which is your model. You said China should buy U.S. debt directly from the Treasury and not the NY bankers.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 26, 00 America, New York. Do I have to write a cover letter? Many job seekers just say no. As employers struggle to fill millions of openings, applicants are using their leverage to forego what, until recently, was a must for landing a decent job.
BBC News. Business.
March 25, 2319 America, New York. HMRC must do more to recover taxes unpaid due to pandemic, say MPs. The total tax debt in the UK now stands at £39 billion, more than double what it was before the pandemic.
BBC News Business.
March 25, 2319 America, New York. HMRC must do more to recover taxes unpaid due to pandemic, say MPs. The total tax debt in the UK now stands at £39 billion, more than double what it was before the pandemic. Finance and Economics.
March 25, 2000 America, New York. Have economists led the world's environmental policies astray? A new book argues for a supercharged approach to net zero.
Finance and Economics.
March 25, 2000 America, New York. The parallels between the nickel trading fiasco and the Libra scandal. From afar, London's vaunted finance industry heritage looks a lot like backwardness.
Finance and Economics.
March 25, 2000 America, New York. Millennial demand helps stoke the housing boom. The frenzy reflects more than demographics.
Daily FX Market News.
March 25, 2000 America, New York. Australian dollar fundamental forecast. AUD, USDI's economic data as RBA hike bets increase. AUD, USD is eyeing economic data prints this week after the currency rallied amid higher commodity prices and a rebound in market sentiment. Will data impress enough to boost already rising RBA rate?
BBC News. Business.
March 25, 1841 America, New York. Fraudsters stole everything, even my house. Pensioner Graham Stagg says that fraudsters destroyed his life by taking everything.
BBC News Business.
March 25, 1841 America, New York. Fraudsters stole everything, even my house. Pensioner Graham Stagg says that fraudsters destroyed his life by taking everything.